Hello, hello, and welcome back to the I Am Soft podcast. Now, this is actually like a, let's call it a bonus episode. It's this pouring through from my heart, so I'll record it. However, there's an episode that's already been released today. So whenever this happens, it might be today, maybe I do release it later, maybe it comes on a day when there's nothing that comes through. And that kind of relates to the topic today. So this bonus episode feels like it's around the topic of doing, let's say, or actioning versus creating and co-creating. And this is a super beautiful example of how creation happens. So we all have those times. Let's put our hand up just symbolically to the people who get ideas. Who are the ideas people are out there? We know who we are. You know when we go, oh, that's a great idea. Or we get together with certain friends and then we have these business ideas. Oh, let's join this business together. Hey, we've got another idea and now we've got this happening. And there's no shortage, let's say, of ideas. And what I generally say to people with these types of ideas, or I ask them, is where are those ideas coming from? And sometimes we don't quite know. We kind of just go, oh no, it's absolutely what I want to do. Like, I've thought of this and I thought of this 10 years ago and now I've thought of it again. Or I had this idea and now look, that person over there stole my idea. How can they do exactly what I just did? And basically we have many, many ideas. Our minds are incredibly intelligent. We can make anything happen. We can bring pretty much anything to life. You know, if we think that thought, then we can create that in the physical. But the reason where I love to look at where do those ideas come from, because we can ask ourselves when those ideas are firing off one after the other, after the other, after the other from our mind sense, how different are those particular thoughts? Let's say you're driving along in the car and you have a whole new business idea that you've just mapped out in your head. What difference is that particular thought to the trip home, let's say, where someone's just annoyed you at the shopping center or maybe road rage in the car, and now those thoughts are happening in a negative sense about that road rage incident or the person that skipped the queue in front of you at the shopping center? And if we can see it more clearly, we can see it in the second example, can't we? Because we will say some thoughts are good and some thoughts are bad. So we'll say, well, it's okay to have the business idea thoughts from the mind, but it's not so good to have the thoughts, let's say, that were making us feel bad about the road rage or the queue jumping. And so we start to attach this meaning to some thoughts are good and some thoughts are bad. Now, if we look at it like that, so we bucket those examples together that we just said there, where let's call it the road rage incident, or let's call it the shopping center queue, or the 1, 2, or 3, or 50 business ideas that we just had, is it possible that they're all the same? Is it possible that they all came from the same space? And maybe you could reflect at those times in your life that maybe we have gone and actioned, well, any of those things. Maybe we actioned the road rage and it didn't kind of feel like it was that aligned. Didn't really feel like it connected too much in our life. What about the queue jumping? And then what about the business idea? Let's go to that one, because that's probably the one that's more important here. That if we go to that one, how did that business idea fold out? Because we are such intelligent beings that we could make that business come alive. Maybe it even makes millions of dollars. But what we often find when those things we action through more of a force of a will through our egoic mind, where it came from more of, let's say we call it an idea that comes from our mind, that we actually can bring that to life, let's say in this business, and maybe it's got staff and maybe it's making money even. But what we find in those times is a couple of things start to happen. One, they don't last. Two, they reach high highs and low lows. And three, we always need to do more, as in we need to do more and more and create more and give more and work harder. And then when we go, oh, I don't want to work harder, then we need to make someone else work harder. So we need to go and employ somebody to go and work harder, or a team to work harder. And lastly, the fourth part of that is we often don't feel fulfilled. So we have these external goals. So maybe we were going to have a team of this many staff members, or we were going to have a goal of maybe a financial goal. Maybe it's selling a certain number of products or services. Maybe it was a financial amount, like it's hitting 1 million or 10 million or whatever that might be. And in those cases, we find that even if we do manage to grow it larger and larger, that everything within us depends more or is impacted more so on whatever that external thing is that we built as that idea, let's say in the case of a business idea. And is it possible when we reflect that there's a big difference between the ideas that come from our mind, which might be like when we get together with maybe friends and we bounce these business ideas off, but they don't really stick because we start to become aware that they were just thoughts, no different to the thoughts that we might have that we do let float by, like maybe the road rage, like maybe the standing in line, that they're all just thoughts and that they didn't really have a life and a meaning. They were just thoughts that we could pass by. And are those times, because maybe if we've been through these types of examples, that maybe we even wait a little bit longer and we say, let's see if this sticks a little bit longer. Is this something that keeps coming back to me? And on the other side, we've spoken about the side of thoughts and ideas, and let's in the case of business ideas, coming from our mind. And what's on the other side of that? I'm just swapping hands here, I noticed. So I've totally swapped to where we almost shift in our energy field. And that no matter what idea, let's say in the case of business ideas, the business ideas are floating by, that we're able to just watch them float in and float out, and we don't actually give it a meaning. We don't go and actually try to create that in real life, let's say in the physical. And if you're saying, what the Mel, what, that's crazy, why would I do that? Because we know the power, we know how the difference of when we're able to actually create an idea, let's say, from a whole different space that doesn't have to do with our egoic mind, that it almost feels like this creativity or this business idea or more of a co-creation occurs with something greater than us. It's almost like something greater than us chose us for it to come through. It was almost like we were the vibrational match to that, or a channel or a magnet almost for that creation. And we'll know the difference in these times because it absolutely flows out of us. Just like these words that are coming out now, just, it's like turning a tap on. And I was actually doing some other things, and I went, whoa, whoa. It was almost like that tap was going bloop, and it was just like pouring out. And so I quickly ran and found my phone. I quickly went and pressed record, and now it's pouring through. These aren't my words. It just comes through. It was like a lining up with that tap. And there would be many people who connect with these times. I feel like poets and writers and even directors of films and people in the creative spaces, dance, singing, who they just go into this state that's beyond them, and time is irrelevant. In fact, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside, and I'm laughing at myself here because I remember I can reflect on a time when I was, in inverted commas here, meant to be. I was meant to be packing because I had to relocate. And there were jobs to do. Mel, you should be doing these jobs. And here I am in a space with very limited time to pack and go. And lo and behold, this tap of creativity turns on. And I start singing, and melodies are coming through. And for anyone who might know me would laugh at that because you would know that I'm not a singer. I'm laughing at myself. I'm going, what is going on? I'm singing, and there's poetry and there's words, and I just need to write them down. And here I am writing, physically writing notes. And it could be 12 hours later, and what packing did I do? None. And the state of the space around me is exactly the same, yet there's this creative flow that was just coming through. It was beyond me. It was coming from somewhere else. It is not from the mind. In fact, the mind is going, what? Focus on the packing, Mel. Focus on the packing. And the creativity at that particular time, that's not something that normally happens. It's not my normal. It was like a frequency had lined up because I had opened my door to so much more creativity. That creativity or co-creation with another person, that might be, or with, we can see God, the universe, source, divine love, or through us as ourselves, that doesn't have a time limit. That doesn't have rules. It doesn't happen just because we want to sit and write at that time. I'm sure writers, authors would know this. We go, right, okay, I'm going to write, verse when that just flows through and you almost can't stop. You can't type fast enough and you can't stop. And that time just disappears. And so I love so much where then our egoic mind takes a back seat. It literally, we can say, hey, egoic mind, which might have another whole thing. It might be, but you've got to go do something else. Or I can imagine people in the spaces that lock themselves away writing a beautiful novel or a film, and we have to remind ourselves, oh, we've got to go have something to eat, or we've got to have a shower, because this creativity is just flowing from them. And obviously, some of the greatest artists that we know were like this within their lives. And they knew the power of energy. They knew there's no rules that can be followed in this space, that it truly just flows. And when it flows, it flows. The tap is on. And do we invite this into our lives? Can we actually be undisciplined in these times? In a sense of the egoic mind, because we often have this form of control over even ourselves, let alone other people, but let's just go ourselves, where we will only even allow ourselves to do certain things or even be that bright light in a creative space. We might have studied in a particular area. Maybe we went to school, maybe we went to high school, maybe we even went to uni and we did degrees, or we got training, maybe we did an apprenticeship in a certain area. And we might not ever let go of that part. We might see that's part of our identity. Our egoic mind says, I am a, and we can put whatever in there. Maybe it's a doctor, maybe it's a psychologist, maybe it's whatever. It doesn't matter what we believed we wanted to do or thought we are through that training, let's say, and that co-creation with the universe is calling something completely different. We get to see with things like social media now and the internet that people have completely transformed their lives in this way. And I can't actually quote these people or these stories, but the ones that I have right in front of me just here is I remember there was one story that crossed my path, and I can't remember what the man originally did in his role of his day job, but in maybe an age of around the 60s, maybe 50s and 60s, year old, as in the age of 50 or 60, totally transformed to do his drawing, his artwork, and transformed into this space where this creativity just flowed. And it's something that he had not done up until that point, or he did that in his early days and came back to that. And we know those types of stories that are out there. They're incredibly inspirational. And we might feel like we look at that and go, wow, and we feel the inspiration or the motivation. But the thing with inspiration and motivation is that the action happens first. The person starts the actual, in this case, the drawing first, and then everything flowed from that. And are we brave enough and courageous enough to follow when those bursts of inspiration come, no matter what has to happen on the outside? And this is challenging for people who have lives that want more of the control over them. Releasing that control can feel very hard or difficult, even down to things like, well, I have to look after these children, or I have to put on this washing, or I need to do this food, or I need all of these things that have to happen. I have to pay these bills. And yes, I'm not saying any of those things just disappear, but it's almost like opening that door to allow the co-creation to start to happen. And then when it happens, do we actually allow it to be? And can we trust that no matter what is happening? So if I go back to my example, when I had to move or relocate, and that was reasonably a short time, that it would work out. Did I have an answer to that then? No. Thankfully enough, I could laugh at the situation and bring lightness into it to go, okay, I'll go with this creativity that's coming. And I believe it's because of that connection to that co-creation that came from not from the mind, that it felt so different beyond anything that I can explain in words here. It's an experience that we go through. So it's almost like this, let's call it a bonus episode here, is an invitation to those who do feel like they need more control over their lives because they feel like that then it rolls out or runs more smoothly. And it's almost like challenging ourselves to actually let go of that grip, let go of the control. And are you brave enough to let go of those ideas that cross your mind that you chase? Because our minds are very, very smart. We can bring anything to life. But what if we allowed ourselves to bring to life the magic and intelligence from our heart? Because our hearts are so much more intelligent than our minds could ever be. And that part there blows everything from our mind. Our mind goes, what? No, I am the smartest. I am right. I am right. How much does the egoic mind want to be right with a business idea? Could you let those business ideas go? And maybe if that feels too scary, you could just ask yourself to go, all right, I'm an ideas person. What if I did allow these ideas to float by? What would that look like if my heart showed me what I don't know or what I can't see. That whole beautiful line of, if I don't know what I don't know, what would I know? So if those business ideas flow by from the mind, what would I actually co-create from my heart? And then watch everything around you in energy cooperate with you to make that happen. Because that is the most magical part of this whole thing. When we keep going, I had this idea and maybe it worked for a short period of time, but it either was those four things again, it either wasn't fulfilling enough, or it came and it went, or we need to work harder, or we have these high highs and low lows. And then there's a big difference to bringing that business idea from a co-creative space from your heart. And so that is it. It's actually a simple, very simple message today to, when the tap turns on of creativity, can you release the grip of control, refocus, and just allow it to flow through you? And the fun part about it is, the more that we do that, watch more of that turn up, because suddenly you're listening to self. You're listening to that frequency of what is aligned with you. And we won't have those more bumpy journeys. We don't have those high, high, low, lows. It's more of this even, let's say, wave, a frequency and more even wave that we're riding. And it doesn't require more. It doesn't require harder work. We receive it. It comes to us. It comes through us. We don't own that idea. It comes through. And then we can maybe be busy in this space. It doesn't mean we kick back and we're doing nothing. It means that we're busy, but it's in this state where it's so, like right now, I couldn't even, if my mind wanted to step forward, I wouldn't even want to allow it to come up with an idea that could be even better than what is coming through here right now. The description of what's happening, I don't even know how to describe that. It just is. It's an isness. I know that's wide, as in not particularly helpful. It's a wide topic there, the isness, but it honestly just is. I love this so much, and I'm so glad that I could capture this. And maybe I put this out today, maybe later, I don't know. But I feel like the way it actually happened was exactly symbolic, or almost a step to help those going, well, how do I get to the isness part? And it's simply that. Because when we allowing it to actually come through, even if it isn't at a good time. The amount of things that I would have to have stopped in my life to allow creativity to come through is hilarious. And some of us, I've seen, like, we can either record it in your phone, you can record notes down, your voices down, get used to speaking to yourself in that way, but not the egoic mind talking to self. We don't want those stories of those ideas from a thought form. We love the conversations that come through from a frequency. It's like beyond us. It's like an energy field beyond our own field. And we're receiving it. It's like we receive the message. We've received the telegram. And are we going to listen and open up to that? And so, yes, taking notes in our phone, whether it's, I love voice because you can hear your tone and frequency in that voice and start to listen to the difference that sometimes you might record down an egoic thought form and you go, I can hear the difference in my ideas that come from my mind, which are no different to an idea that says, let's go eat a burrito. I don't eat burritos, so someone must eat burritos, wherever that is coming from. So it's exactly the same thing. And you can giggle at yourself to go, is that a burrito idea? Is that a burrito business idea? And put a symbology with that. So every time a mind thought comes about another business idea, you've got a burrito there and you're like, is that a burrito business idea? Or honestly, is it coming through me? And you start to practice and play in this space. And when that telegram comes from outer space, let's say, beyond us, beyond our field, we go, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa, I feel this part now. Let's go. Let's turn the tap on. And watch what your mind does, because it might go, oh, whoa, what? Hang on a minute. And it, maybe depending on how great a grip of control or hold our mind has over our thought processes, because this is a big shift. This is opening a door to the unknown. Now, we can create magic through our minds, but co-creating and bringing to life the unknown, when we step into that, the space of ideas, if we want to call them that, or the co-creation that can come to life in the space of the unknown, there are infinite possibilities in this space. And we don't feel overwhelmed by idea after idea after idea. We know, or we have a knowing. It's not a knowledge, an intellectual knowing. It's a energetic knowing that this is, and if it's a business, it'll be a business idea match made just for you. And so I won't speak anymore on this topic, because that ending there is a place in your heart that you'll go, oh yes, I felt that. Or I felt that before and I ignored it and I went with the loud voice in my mind. So open the door to those infinite possibilities. Jump into that space of the unknown, because your space of magic there, the alignment to what's in your heart and soul, is right there in that unknown space. And as always, I love the beautiful words of staying soft, stay gentle, and stay very, very kind to self. And that opens the door to this space even more easily. Sending you so much love from wherever you are in the world, whether it's a day or night, enjoy. And I will talk to you whenever I am next online.